Hey guys, as always, this is a do not miss episode. I've got Sasha Camacho on today, executive director of Soliana Stables in Angleton, Texas. And we are talking about an event that's coming up. Be on the listen for that. We've got information on the program that she's running for our military veterans and how Soliana Stables actually got started. Sasha Camacho is the founding member and executive director of Soliana Stables. She's originally from Wisconsin. Her husband is a military vet, and prior to becoming a mother of two beautiful girls, she served as a treasury analyst for prominent investment and technology firms and has filled many roles in various nonprofit organizations for the last 25 years. So please take a listen to this week's episode of Serving the Community. Hey y'all, Tricia Stetzel here, and I serve those who are serving others. So welcome to this week's episode of Serving the Community podcast. I created this podcast to highlight people and organizations in our own communities who are serving others and giving back to make our communities, our country, and sometimes even the world a kinder place to live. And serving doesn't just make your heart feel good. You probably heard that some studies have shown that there are mental and physical health benefits to serving, like reducing depression, lowering blood pressure, and even lengthening your lifespan. Putting other people's needs before yours also strengthens your relationships. It connects you with the ones you are serving. And if that someone is someone you know, it creates a stronger bond with them. Serving also enriches other people's lives. And perhaps the best benefit of serving is the chance that person paying it forward. If you help someone, they're more likely to do something nice for someone else that day. Your one act of kindness could have a major domino effect. It's like the pebble on the pond creating that ripple effect. Now, it's time to talk to our amazing giver this week. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Serving the Community podcast. I am really excited about my guest on with me today, Sasha Camacho, the founder and executive director for Soliana Stables. Sasha, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Tricia. I know we've been trying to get us together for a while, so thank you. We finally did it.
Yeah, we finally did it. I know I was giving you a hard time before we went live about how long it took us to get together, but I know that you are doing some amazing things over there and particularly with the veterans. So I appreciate you being able to take the time, because I see you're at work today, take the time to be on the show, because we have some really important things to talk about. Why don't we start with who are you, and then let's talk about Soliana Stables.
Yeah, absolutely. So I am Sasha, and I am the, like you said, executive director and co-founder of Soliana Stables. We started the organization in 2014 as a way to really just help our daughter, Solana, who was born with Down syndrome, really reach her fullest potential. You know, we saw that at an early age, she loved riding horses, but we couldn't find a program in our community that really just offered her the consistency that she needed. You know, people with special needs, they need that consistency of knowing what's going to happen each and every day. And so when that wasn't happening, my husband really felt this calling that the Lord was telling him, look, you know, maybe y'all need to start this. And if you know us, like, we were not horse people. Like, that was not, you know, I wasn't that 5-year-old little girl that wanted a pony. Like, that was not me. So definitely, you know, God put us, you know, where he wanted us, even though we kind of fought it at the beginning. We had our first lesson in 2016 with, you know, 10 individuals. And now, you know, gosh, it's been what, 10 years since we were founded. We're now able to host veterans out here. What you see behind me is we have a new group of veterans that are starting their 8-week program today. It's a program that is really near and dear to us as well. We're a military family. So for us, you know, yes, we started, you know, the program for our daughter, but we always knew that there was going to be at some point a veterans program. So We're super excited just to be able to offer this just to our community, and especially, I mean, they've served our country. This is like the least that we can do for them. So
Well, thank you for being the wife of a veteran because that is some pretty hard duty as well. I'm just saying.
amen. It's funny, people will thank me for my service, and for a long time I was like, I'm not doing anything, but now I'm like, oh yeah, I am.
Oh yeah, there's plenty around that. I want to spend just a little bit of time because we've got a lot of veterans that tune into the show, and I want to spend a little more time around those programs that you're offering to the veterans. How often? What should they be looking for? Can you give us a website that we can send folks to get more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So our program is called Horses for Heroes, and it's an 8-week program where veterans of any background can come out. Each lesson is 2 hours long. They work with our horses, our instructors. We have volunteers out here. They really can expect to come out. It's all groundwork, by the way. There's no riding. We really believe in starting from the ground up. They're really working on things like rebuilding trust. How do you build trust? Trust yourself again, but also trust others. They're learning how to communicate verbally and non-verbally with horses. It's learning how to set boundaries. A lot of times our veterans, and I mean, myself included, it's hard setting boundaries. So there's a lot that goes into our lessons in terms of all the everything that they're learning out here. They learn a lot about themselves just as humans. And then ideally, everything that they learn here, they're going to take back out into the world, right? Whether it's at work, with their families. And that's always been our goal. We want them to thrive. They leave the service. A lot of times they don't know what they're going to do. They get out into the real world and it's just different. It's not the same. And so, to be able to give them this opportunity to come out, really, I mean, we can't see what's in front of me, but it's just pasture, acres and acres of pasture, and it's quiet and it's calm. And you see that almost like when they pull up, like today, we have a veteran, and when she pulled up, she said, it's just so calming. And that's what we want. We want it to be calming. We want it to be welcoming. We want them to trust us. I mean, it's a big step for them to just drive out here, right? To say, I've never met these people. They have a good website. They seem like they know what they're doing. So it takes a lot of bravery on their part, and we don't take that lightly. I mean, we know it's a big step for a lot of them. And so, we've just made sure that we have the best instructors, the best volunteers, and obviously our horses, who are able to just provide not only a great lesson, but just a place where they can be themselves. They don't have to be guarded. They can just be, and that's always the prayer that they walk away feeling seen and heard, and just walk away stronger.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I know the relationship between a human and a horse is something very special. It is a really neat thing. And doing the groundwork is so important and building that trust between the horse and the person. And I got chills when you were talking about somebody driving up and just saying, wow, it is so quiet out here. It is. And that is part of the experience or part of the journey through this program is just getting there. Tell people where you're located, Sasha.
Yeah, so we are located in Angleton. So we're about, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes south of Houston. We're right off of Highway 288. So our program is run out of Silver Spur Stables. We lease our space here. We're on about 40 beautiful acres of just pasture. And if anyone wants to learn about the program, they can definitely go to our website. It's solanastables.org. There's a Horses for Heroes dropdown where they can learn more about it. They can apply there. There's an application. The program is free, so you're not paying for coming out here as a veteran. But we do need an application. We do require proof of service. But it's, once you do that, it's just a matter of aligning schedules and getting you into a lesson that works, for their schedule.
Okay, fantastic. So we talked about how this can benefit the veterans, but I also know that these programs don't run for free. So, Sasha, one, you need people, meaning you need manpower, you need volunteers, I'm assuming, and you also need money so that you can support these programs that you're putting out there, not only for the veterans, but also for people like your daughter and the other programs that you're running at Soleanna Stables. So, how can people find out more about getting involved in what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, they can go to our website. There's a big yellow button that says volunteer. That is always our biggest need is volunteers, especially for our therapeutic riding program where our volunteers work with our individuals with disabilities. That definitely takes a lot of volunteer manpower. We are a volunteer-run organization. So I always tell my volunteers, I'm like, you're the backbone of the organization. Without y'all, like, we would not be here. So definitely volunteers. We are a little bit more particular on who works with our veterans. So those we actually hand select from the volunteers that start off in the therapeutic riding program. But definitely we still need volunteers for that program. And yeah, I mean, I think having a nonprofit, you always need donations, right? I do sometimes talk to the Lord and I'm like, why was it horses? Like, could I have started like something easier, you know, less expensive, like, I don't know, basketball league or I don't know, something smaller.
Like rabbits, rabbits instead of horses. I don't know.
Yes. I mean, they're so expensive. And so, yeah, I mean, we always need people, you know, that, you know, we do have opportunities on our website to sponsor a horse. You know, you can pick your horse and each horse has its own little story. So we always need that. You know, hay's expensive. I mean, everything is expensive. But I do, we love our horses. So, you know, we take exceptional care of them. So for us, you know, anything that they need, we get them. But yeah, I mean, it takes a lot. A lot of donations. So yeah, that there's also a button for that on our website.
There's a button, and don't be embarrassed, right? We got to have money so that we can run these organizations, so we can support the people that we're out there wanting to serve.
Exactly.
Which leads me to this event that you're having on the 21st of April. So tell me about that.
Oh, yes, we are so excited. So this is our fourth annual Boots and Brews event. In the past, we've had it up at Spindle Tap Brewery, and it's been an amazing event up there. Like, they were just gracious hosts. But this year, we thought, why not show people where we are? You know, we've always had every single event away from our barn. And so, this was just a great opportunity for people to see the pasture, the arena, you know, take in the smells, meet the horses. So, we're really excited just to have people here see the visual and really make that connection of the work that we're doing. Because I think it's one thing to see it on a website or a pretty picture on Facebook, but once you step foot here, like, you really understand what is happening out here. So yeah, we're super excited. Yeah, we're just excited. I can't wait.
Okay. Yeah, fantastic. So it looks like they can go to solianastables.org/events if they want to go directly there. And by the way, if you're only listening and you're not looking at the show notes, it's solianastables.org/events so that you can find the Boots and Brews event that's happening on Sunday, April 21st from 2 to 5. So, Sasha, not only do they get to come out and see exactly what's going on, what else might be going on at this event?
Yeah, so Rudy's Barbecue always is amazing and they always sponsor all the food. We're going to have a silent auction, some lawn games. But I think what I'm most excited about is our music. This year, we are teaming up with a few local artists. One band is the Skittles Band. They are this amazing group of adults with disabilities that perform all sorts of different pop songs. So we're excited to have them. And then we're actually going to have three artists that are all veterans. So we're going to have John Swatt, we're going to have Scotty Frazier and Aaron Curtis Owen out here doing all the entertainment that day. So we are so excited. We just wanted to make sure that the music was really indicative of like who we serve, right? And so we're excited about that. We're gonna also give all of our guests just a little glimpse of what a therapeutic riding lesson could look like. You know, I think it's important to, you know, even if it's just 5, 10 minutes of them being able to see what we do and see a rider, Right. And I think she doesn't know yet, but I think I'm going to have my daughter do it. So
Wow, that's
we'll see if
so
she's up for it that day. Sometimes, she love her, but she can be a little, like stubborn and, and set in her ways. So
cool.
she might be like, this is not a writing day. I write again, that consistency, right? Of
Is, yeah.
it's Sunday. Why are you having me ride? Like, who are all these people? Like, so I don't, we'll see. We'll see how it works out. I might have to prep her on it.
It sounds
So
like
yeah.
so much fun. Yeah,
I'm
I'm excited.
excited. Yeah.
Yeah. So, shout out to Scotty Frazier with Sergeant Records. He's been on my show. Now I know why Jason was trying to get me in touch with you over the last couple of weeks. It's so funny how those connections just keep bubbling over and finding new people. And I love that the music that you're bringing in are also indicative of the people that you support. I think that's just fantastic. I'm so excited about this event. So again, y'all go to the show notes. You can click and get straight to the event. Or if you need to find it, you can go to solianastables.org/events. The event is on April 21st, Sunday from 2 to 5 in Angleton. By the way, that is not that far from town. I'm just saying it's straight up 288.
It's not far, I promise. It's not far. And I thought you were going to start saying it's not that far away, like in terms of days. And yeah, I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I going
That
to get it?
too.
But yeah.
Yeah, we're what just a week and some change away from the event, which is very exciting. I know I could see it in your
9 days.
face. 9 days. 9 days. All right, you guys go out, get your tickets, support this cause. It's very important that Soliana Stables continues to raise money so that they can continue to support and serve the community that they've set out to serve. So, Sasha, I prepared you for this. I told you a little bit about the work that I do and trust leadership. And I always like to circle back around and talk about trust. And I think it matters whether it's a profit business or even a nonprofit or not-for-profit business that trust is embedded in everything that we do. So, what do you believe are the key strategies or even practical steps that leaders like you could take to foster a culture of trust inside of their organization?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when it comes to our donors, the first thing that comes to mind is just being transparent, right? Where are your dollars going? I think when organizations are quiet about how their money is spent, or I don't want to say aren't honest, but aren't forthcoming in how it's being spent, I think that's where you can lose donors' trust. And for us, having their trust is number one for me. Because without donations, we don't have a program. So, making sure that all our financials are on our website. If they have a question as to where their money is going, I can tell them. I invite them out here, right? Especially for people that maybe don't know a lot about horses and how expensive they are. I like to just welcome them out here. When it comes to our participants and their families and now veterans, I think it's really, for me, it's being able to share my story and what I've been through that I think breaks down that wall, where people are, they see someone in me that has walked the path, right? We all have different journeys. But when you have a kiddo with special needs or you're a military family, you get it, right? So to be able to share my story to hopefully make them feel comfortable and be like, okay, I can trust her. She gets it. She's not just this random person that, oh, I'm gonna go help people with special needs, or I'm gonna help a veteran, or no, like I get it, and when it comes to our instructors, especially with our veterans program, they all have some sort of military background, whether they're a spouse, whether they are a veteran themselves. And I think when it comes to new veterans that are coming, that again are taking that step of courage to know that who is gonna be leading you gets it, like that, I think right there is like, okay, I can kind of start to trust her. Right. And that's how you build it. You have that open communication. You let them know, look, I'm learning from you and you're going to learn from me, but we're a team in this. Right. That for me, I think is one of the things that for us brings people together and shows them, look, you can trust us. Right. And kind of break down those barriers.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. That was beautiful. And I appreciate your insight into trust because it is on both sides. It has to be trust with your donors and it has to be trust with the people that you serve. Otherwise, you don't have an organization at all. And because you're doing that, because you're doing that trust work, you have a flourishing organization. And I hope to drive more people to your events, to your website, and maybe even some volunteers and new donors to your organization. Sasha, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, and I'm so glad we finally made it happen. Yay!
I know, yay. All right, guys, that concludes this week's podcast, Serving the Community. Thanks so much for listening today. There are so many great things about our modern world, but the people in it should be at the top of that list. Taking a genuine interest in your family, friends, neighbors, and even strangers is one of the most rewarding decisions you can make for yourself and those around you that you choose to serve. If you enjoyed this episode of Serving the Community, be sure to subscribe so that you're notified when a new episode is posted. Please rate and review this episode and be sure to share with your connections. You can also find out more about what I'm up to at trishastetzel.com.
Thank you for listening to Serving the Community podcast. We hope you will take a minute to like, share, or subscribe to our channel and invite your connections to listen as well. Take action personally and professionally. Do the thing, do it now. Don't let later become never. Build your business and serve the community.